I found myself walking into an apocalypse. In the city of Port-au-Prince, picking up the dead. She was only 14 when we dug her from the rubble. She lost a mom and a sis, but had the will for survival. So now we desperate for first aid kit, but there's no medical store.
I don't believe that he intended to write the song. The song sort of wrote itself.
Sam Jean is the musician's brother. He's also spokesperson for Yele Haiti, the nonprofit group Wyclef Jean founded 5 years ago. Sam Jean says his brother and members of his charitable organization flew to Port-au-Prince just hours after the January earthquake to offer help. That, he adds, was the inspiration for the song the day after.
It details his experiences dealing with finding loved ones who had been killed, the rubble, the destruction, the helping clean up, the burying of bodies, the sort of trauma to see streets littered with dead bodies, to see orphans running around the streets, to see one of his friends, and he talks about holding his friend's daughter who lost his life in the earthquake. All of that contributed to essentially the songwriting itself.
So now we desperate for a trauma unit, but there's no ambulances. Pregnant women in the streets, covered up in white sheets. So I question my faith on whom I believe. Then the one with the nail in his hand said, we building a new Haiti.
The Day After is the first track from Wyclef Jean's upcoming album, The Haitian Experience, to be released.
It's going to talk about being a Haitian in America and all Clef's experiences as being Haitian and Haitian people in the world's experiences being Haitian.
More importantly, Sam Jean says, his brother wants his music to draw the world's attention to the situation on the ground in Haiti.
Things are bad. They've gotten worse, and so he's asking for the Interim Haitian Recovery Commission to release $150 million of pledged funds to deal with some of the security concerns in Haiti. He's also asking them to release another $150 million to deal with rubble removal. Construction can't really happen. Rebuilding can't happen until the country is cleared, or Port-au-Prince specifically, is cleared of debris and rubble. Also, the international community has pledged billions of dollars in aid, and Clef would like the UN, the Interim Haitian Recovery Commission, and former Presidents Bush and Clinton to commit themselves to collecting these funds that have been earmarked for Haiti.
While Sam Jean spoke with the Voice of America from California, his brother was in Port-au-Prince, where he continues to oversee the implementation of Yele Haiti's emergency relief programs.
In that vein, we've created Yele Corp, which is about 1,000 people a day are given jobs by Yele Haiti, and they go around the country, and specifically more now Port-au-Prince and the areas that they live in, they aid with rubble removal and whatever else the authorities may need, and they also distribute aid.
In the long run, he says, Yele Haiti is focused on building a more stable, thriving future for the country.
What we'd like to address are the long-term goals of rebuilding the country's infrastructure by creating jobs, reinstituting the educational system, providing vocational training to people, and also having sustainable communities.
That's what Wyclef Jean hopes to achieve through his work on the ground and, of course, through his music. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.